going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Vile Files Ask Nick Edition. I'm Nick, Allie and Amanda. Do that again.
It's so jarring when you look at the wrong one.
It's not the wrong.
He's always looked at the
wrong
one.
I know, but it's
even when I do the opposite.
God, you're consistent in your incorrectness.
Yeah. I feel like it's my dyslexia.
Okay.
Maybe this is made up?
As someone with like a whole host of learning disabilities, I'm a huge fan of bringing them into the chat, but I don't know that they're super relevant in this
case.
This
is like an opposite, but even if I go Amanda Allie, you know, I just...
Maybe it's like a spatial reasoning thing.
What if to this day he still doesn't really know who's who?
Yeah. What if every time he sends a text, he's just hoping for the best?
That's not the case. And only in this moment when I say Allie and Amanda, Amanda's right in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And then you are to my right.
But you're the head, but you go first. Woohoo.
It's a beautiful
beautiful arrangement. We have something important to talk about.
We do.
It's Allie.
So I feel like it's an intervention. Like
Allie has something to talk about. Allie takes the lead.
Allie, you have an update.
Yeah. What did we do we call him promising new man?
I think he was promising young man. Was it promising old man?
No.
Man on earth.
Man.
We don't. Don't want to give it away.
Man on earth to maintain anonymity.
What did you say?
I said promising young man who doesn't keep his promises.
I like that. Let's run with that. So as we've discussed before, he was potentially going to come out here.
That was like 3 weeks in the making, right? Mm-hmm. You had went out there. The next step, I asked you next steps a couple weeks ago. You're like, he's coming out.
Because I was out there middle of July. He had time off in the middle of August. He had other people to see out here, so I knew it wouldn't just be me, but it was going to be kind of our next time to see each other. As we mentioned, we had my birthday party this past weekend. He was going to be a part of that. And communication just like super – I mean, communication's been bad the last few weeks, but
your expectation of this weekend was, regardless of him having friends, like you guys were gonna, this was gonna be another opportunity to like grow the relationship,
right? And when you'd visited him, you'd stayed with him the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like it had been a lot of like playing house in the best way and like experiencing one another, because like I feel like in long distance all you can do is like play house when you have the opportunity, so it's like you spend a lot more time together than you would with like other dating situations.
Yeah.
And so you figured it would be like a split of like, yeah, he is going to see his sister at some point, but like I am also a big component of this trip.
Uh-huh. I would have hoped so, at least that's where my mentality would have been. But
it sounds like as this weekend approached, you started feeling less confident and more confused about his expectations of this weekend.
Confused was a word that I was using at least once a day to describe not only him, but us. And I think a lot of that had to do with communication. And like occasionally he would really like be there for me and be normal. But then the rest of the time it kind of felt like it dropped completely off. And I was hesitant to say anything about it because I didn't want to spook him and I didn't want to lose him. So I kind of just went with it. And then it reached a point where there had been no communication about the trip. There had been no letting me know any of his plans until beyond the last minute.
And you checked in a few times.
Oh, right? I asked him three times.
Oh, she checked in.
Yeah.
She's an organized lady. She'll make an itinerary.
But the thing
you
was,
check
like,
in with me
details.
Often. So like,
but it wasn't like 3 weeks in advance. You know what I mean? Like I was like trying to be like the cool chill girl.
Like reasonable things. Like, do you want me to pick you up from the airport?
Correct.
Do you know how coveted that
are
is in Los Angeles?
Are you staying here tomorrow?
Yes, exactly. Literally.
Crazy logistical things. Yeah. You know.
Super over the top. who's to know? Like, and
he was very, we'll see.
Yeah, it was so late that he finally let me know that I was already asleep. So I really didn't hear it until the morning in which he arrived, and that did not sit well with me. And so I told him I just told him how it made me feel. I told him that I would have had that expectation for anyone coming into town. That was potentially staying with me. And we got on the phone later that day and he apologized for that. He was very sweet about that. And then I was just basically like, is now a good time to check in with you? Because I don't want to make you come here if I'm not a priority.
Awesome. Great.
Yeah.
And he said,
And he just said the distance was like really, really hard. And I was just, I was calm, cool, and collected the entire phone conversation. I was like silently crying, but did not let that, didn't let it affect my voice. And I was like, well, that's great. And I was like, if distance is always going to be a thing for you, there's no need to continue this. It's just going to suck even more to end it later. I was like, I hope you find someone where you are to do all these in-person things with. Wish you nothing but the best. Like, I think I really took him by surprise because I was just.
I feel like your inner, like, your mom's corporate like energy came surging to the front and you were like, okay.
All he really said is that the distance was hard.
Yeah. I mean, he was like, I hope you know, like you're amazing. Yeah. Like all this other, all the typical stuff. But I was calm, cool, and collected through and through, which I think took him a bit by surprise. But I was like, he's not going to let me see. He's not going to.
What are you going to do if you hear from him?
I won't. I don't think I will.
Really? Why do you say that?
I think he knows. It's just, it's done.
I feel like you say that to manage your expectations because that's what I would do, where I would just be like, I need to cut this off fully smart, as an option because like
there's
in my
no
brain,
reason for either of us to reach out.
I mean, I hear you, but and with that logic, there was no reason for you guys to play house based off of his line of thinking.
I know, which is why I was so confused why he asked me out to begin with.
But that's what I'm saying. So you're logically, yes, but. Mm-hmm. Illogically, as we often are in relationships, what are you going to do if he reaches out?
I don't. I guess it would depend on why he's reaching out. I don't see him reaching out.
Why? Well, boredom. But
or like missing someone. Sure. Do you think those are? Do you like think those two are like go like fingers crossed, hand in hand, like boredom and missing someone, or do you think there's like distinct?
I don't know all the details of this relationship. You guys have been hanging out for a while. Still relatively new in that he's got his life in Colorado and you have yours here. Distance is a thing, but he didn't want to make your priority. You called him on the priority aspect. He gave you distance. Like, okay, fine.
I told him, I said, I can only build 50% of my bridge.
Yeah, I love it.
That's what I literally That's
great. I told but like eventually, well, I'm sure he probably there was moments this weekend he wanted to hang out with you. Obviously you were there for him at times. So those moments will pop up. At some point, he might be bored and lonely enough. Like, the right thing for him to do in that moment would be, well, I am bored and I am lonely. And maybe I do miss Allie, but I'm going to respect her boundaries that she set. And I'm not willing to do any more than I was before. I just kind of miss her in this moment. Mm-hmm. Often people don't have that sense of maturity or respect for the person. They will like, well, I just wanted to reach out and see how you're doing. You know, and they'll start fishing. They cast a line and see if that other person is also bored enough or missing them so that they kind of go back to what it was before when there weren't expectations or they weren't boundaries. It was just,
I feel like one of the smarter things you've ever said on TikTok, like one of the TikToks you made was like, no, I thought this was like really like very concise and insightful, was like your ex is only reaching out to see if they still have power over you, and not necessarily in some like Machiavellian, like malicious way, but like I realized I was doing that with my ex, where like when I was checking in, it was like, yeah, it was like, I genuinely care about this person. We have so many memories. We spent a bunch of time together. I feel fully platonically about him, but I'm also wondering, like, are you still a person who's like in my camp and who I could call and who still cares for me in that way? And like, what I was going to ask is like, if it were me, I would 100%, even though I knew it was like unrealistic and I would try not to get my hopes up in any way for this, I would 100% be like holding out a little bit of hope that like he would see, he would miss me.
Yeah.
And if there's a chance he could / will, I don't think he would channel that into a text whatsoever. I don't think he would reach out.
I hope he doesn't. Anyways, I'm sorry that happened. I'm glad that you handled it the way you did.
I wish him nothing but the best. I hope he finds someone in person because he was great.
He was good.
Okay.
But even you said that everyone told you how perfect he was. And you
I said how perfect he was even at the beginning. I mean, when I first met him.
I'm sure he's fine. But like you peeled back the layers and you saw like just a fucking guy.
Well, it just speaks to the thing, like there's a specific skill set within relationship, like that relationships elicit within you. Like these are like it's communication in this specific setting where he was like inconsistent, whereas in other areas, I'm sure he was a really consistent friend and a really I'm sure there were all these other ways that he was continuously showing up for people. But like that's the issue where it's like I think you can get this sense of like, oh, they've been vetted. Like the people who I love and who I really trust, like think this person is amazing, when it's so easy to forget that, like, they can't fully vet someone because they haven't seen the side of them that emerges during a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, through my own experiences, if I'm introduced to someone or I meet someone and then I meet their immediate family and friends, if their immediate and family and friends talk about how perfect they are to a level of, like, they actually believe it, red flag.
Totally.
I mean, let's be honest. We don't know if I'm not, like, I'm paraphrasing more than I'm taking, like, a direct quote. I don't think they're walking around saying.
We don't need to defend him right now.
But I also, I don't know that it was like a situation where everyone was like,
I wanted to have his babies.
I'm just talking about in general.
And you can make your kids listen to this and be like, this is mommy and daddy's rock bottom.
I don't mean like, yeah, everyone loves their son and has nice things to say. But like I've been around people in their community where they revere these people. And I'm just like, all right. Like, it's fucking weird. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's what was going on with him, but like, if he was truly this golden boy amongst his surroundings, red flag.
Well, I also think if you have...
Because he probably believes that.
If your own self-image is such of, like, if everybody's telling you that you're wonderful, then I think it means there's even more shame in moments where you... Or, like, for me at least, like, there's moments of shame when you fall short. And then for me, shame creates avoidance. And then you become even, like, more inconsistent in communication and stuff. And I feel like...
I've just experienced those people don't handle disappointment good
at all. Yeah, totally. And I think you can say part of it is, like, maybe, like, oh, you're a bit softer in this way because you haven't experienced it. And I think also part of it is maybe that it feels like a further fall for you because everybody has been, like, holding you up so high is this, like, amazing person.
You totally could have let this go on for months.
This is a case study in the Vile Files.
You could have hung out with him on your birthday and then spend your whole birthday weekend thinking about how he's doing and how he's feeling. And even when you're next to him, you would still have been confused. It would have cannibalized your whole weekend. And then you could have left frustrated this weekend. And then you could have had some time apart. And then, like, you could have not said all the things that you said. You would have fallen into whatever pattern was convenient for him. And you would have continued to be confused and frustrated. But then he would have given you just enough validation in brief moments to keep this going for months. And you didn't. So good for you.
We salute you. Wait, I want to. I think we should salute Allie. All the Vile Files listeners, please salute her. She deserves a salute. Have you ever wanted to swirl a glass of wine
That's
and go
the bouquet?
I'm getting sniff. Notes of oak and citrus, but you lack the knowledge to do that
every day.
First Leaf has got your back. My favorite thing about First Leaf is first of all, very, very exciting to get a package that has 6 bottles of wine. Like, out the gate.
And you'll get little things like this.
Incredibly exciting package to receive. And yeah, and then they give you these little, like, adorable cards that tell you.
You,
like,
can talk about that. And you could even memorize this before your friends came over and, like, pour a glass and be like, do you smell the herb?
And it's nice wine that you're getting at a low price. And you could totally do, like, a wine tasting party.
Ooh,
easy peasy fun theme.
Now, this one has more acidity than sweetness, but the body.
There you go. Well, forget driving to the wine shop. Forget shopping by the label. And forget overspending on bottles you don't like. With First Leaf, you rate each wine you receive with a simple thumbs up or thumbs down. Then their experts will send you personalized selections with new and exciting bottles in every box. In fact, First Leaf can recommend wines you'll love with 96% accuracy. That's pretty high. As your taste evolves, so will the wines you receive. And if you're not completely satisfied with a bottle, First Leaf will credit you another one. That's wine made simple. Sign up today and you'll get your first 6 bottles for $39.95 plus free shipping. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/VILL. That's tryfirstleaf.com/VILL to get your first 6 bottles for $39.95 plus free shipping. tryfirstleaf.com/VILL. No one likes waiting on a paycheck, especially when you've got bills due. Good thing there's Chime. Now you can get your paycheck up to 2 days early with direct deposit. That's up to 2 more days to save, pay bills, and generally just feel good about your money situation. But Chime is more than just getting paid early. It's also award-winning mobile app, checking account, debit card, and optional savings account.
You know, Nicholas, I'm applying to an apartment, and one thing they check is your credit score. And sometimes your credit score goes down if you, I guess, open credit cards or if you aren't able to pay on time. And that can really haunt you for the rest of your days. But Chime has the Credit Builder Visa credit card, so you can start building that credit and getting your score up there with everyday payments and on-time payments. All of that improves your score so that you too can apply to apartments and not be shamed by the leasing office.
So what are you waiting for? Hopefully not your paycheck. Get started with Chime today. Applying for a free account takes less than 2 minutes. Get started at chime.com/VIALL. That's chime.com/VIALL. Bank services and debit card provided by the Band Corp Bank or Stride Bank NA, members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. I need a favor. My book is coming out October 4th. I know I've mentioned it a few times. Thank you to everyone who's already pre-ordered it. I didn't really like to bombard all you guys with like every week, but I wrote this book, like I've mentioned before, really for this audience. If you've ever found anything we've said helpful or empowering or whatever interesting, I promise you this book has a handful of nuggets that will help you. Really, honestly, wherever you are in your relationship journey, truly, I promise you, the things in this book are worth $25. If you're waiting till the book comes out, order it now. It would really mean a lot. And it's really the Ask Nick people. However well this book does or doesn't do,
we will blame you either way.
Well, no, you'll get all the credit. I'll blame me if it sucks. But if it does well, it will be because of you. So do me a favor. We'll put the link in the bio. And we'll put a link for, like, there's a link for a store where you can buy it online, receive it just like you would if you bought it from Amazon. It will be procured by a local indie bookstore, so you can also support a bookstore
as well.
If that's something that you guys are interested in doing. So, again, you'll still get it in the mail. Same price. You're just supporting a local bookstore. So if you guys could do that, it would mean a lot. I'm going to ask you all the time. Also, you guys have been asking for an update episode. We're going to be doing an update episode on September 8th. It's a Thursday, so we're not going to take anything away from the Ask Nick. Depending on how this episode goes, we'll see how you guys respond, receive it. We're going to start doing it every month. And if it does well, if you guys really like it, you know, we'll maybe it will become a regular part of the show. If you like it, we'll do it. So that's September 8th. Mark your calendars.
And thank you for the suggestions.
Because,
like, I feel like it's very cool to have the input and, like, just, like, doing the Instagram comments, whatever else, like it's like so much more, it's like impactful, like just being in a room knowing that there's people who like are engaged and like want to make the show better.
I think you're really gonna like this update episode. It's gonna be fun, interactive, juicy. Big week lined up. Becca Moore returns to recap the episode of The Bachelorette tonight.
Who I think one of the things people liked most about her was the way she like kind of pushed back against a lot of your takes.
Yeah, we'll
and
see.
So
if she
get
has,
excited for well, like we'll a hot episode. And spicy. Yeah. A hot
now,
and spicy.
If you listen to that, only if it's authentic. It was authentic then.
It wasn't contentious. It was just like it's a meeting of the minds.
We allow that on the show, but you just have to come
guns ablaze.
You have to back it up. I'm going deeper. The one, the only Ellie Zeiler joins us. You won't want to miss that fashion icon. We will also talk about all things pop culture, office hours, all that fun stuff. Let's get to our callers.
What's your time with Nick? Let's ask Nick your sexy questions.
How's it going?
Hi, how's it going? I'm Kim. I'm 27 years old.
How can we help, Kim?
Okay, so starting about a year ago, a new guy started at work, and he was really cute, and you know, he caught my eye, and then like a few months in, he asked me like to drinks one night, so I was like, sure. So we went out to drinks, and sorry, like I'm still kind of emotional about all of this. And so yeah, we like started to get to know each other, but like we never hooked up or anything. Like on that first date, he kind of was like, you know, I'm sleeping with a woman.
He said,
so at that point, I was
on your first date. He's like, he told you he was sleeping with another woman.
Yes. Yes. That's so I kind of at this point was like, okay, maybe he just sees me as friends. Like no big deal. Like I was dating other people, you know, I was sleeping with other people, like whatever, you know.
What did you think about that when he said that? Did you think he was like, just trying to be
fucking weird. I thought it was weird as fuck. No, I was like, who the fuck talks like that?
I'm sleeping with another woman. It's like, okay. Did you ask?
Yeah. No. And
it's kind of like, I'm dating. Just say you're dating. That's
it. Just say you're dating. Yeah, right. Exactly.
If you ask, but like, be honest, but I'm currently sleeping with another woman. I have sex.
I fuck.
Just, you know. Right, like,
yeah, no, he said, okay, so it gets weirder. This, he says weirder stuff. So, like, I, like, kind of after that, like, though, after the first day, was kind of like, all right, whatever, like, kind of screw this guy. Like, that was a weird thing to say. So, but I work with him every day. So, like, I obviously got to know him over the next few months. Like, he would come and sit on my desk for hours a day. Like, I would eventually started to go sit on his desk for hours a day. Like, I started to have feelings for him. We eventually, like, started hanging out, like, one-on-one, like, after work. And he would still bring up the woman he was sleeping with. But it was definitely, like, flirty. It was, yeah, so I...
So when you say you started to have feelings for him, like, what do you mean? Like, what...
Like, I wanted to fuck him.
Okay, you became more drawn to him. You were attracted to him. Okay.
Yes, right. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
All right, so you...
So I, like, listened to your podcast, so come February, I told him I was feeling this way, like, you know, I was like, look, like, I'm into you.
Great.
Yeah, I shot my shot. I was like, look, I'm into you, like, I you know, whatever. And he, at that point, was like, yeah, I've always wanted to fuck you.
Jesus.
And, yeah, I should have, like, stopped
this
it
is
there.
At, he said,
like,
that at work? Where did you say that? Where did this conversation happen?
This is at a bar. No, this is at a bar after work. Like, we would go to bars after work.
Were you drunk, you know what I mean? At least?
Like, I was relatively sober. Like,
were
I
you guys
known
making
I
out when he said that?
No, no.
Because, like, in the heat of the moment, where you guys, like, fine, I could picture that maybe being, like, a hot line, like, and like, the, but, like, having drinks at a bar, you shoot your shot, and his response is like, yeah, I always wanted to. The fuck is this guy?
No, I know. I know. Trust me. Like, I know. I guess, yeah, when you say it like that, I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, that is really fucking weird. I don't know, but at this point, like, he told me, he's like, look, like, but I'm still, like, sleeping with this other woman, and, like, I'm out of respect for her, like, I'm not gonna do that, but, like, yes, I am attracted to you, like.
But he wasn't dating her, he's just sleeping with her.
He was just sleeping with her. So he was just, quote, sleeping with
her. Did you believe him? And you believed him?
I believed him. I believed him that, like, he, like, she was kind of, you know.
You didn't think to ask more questions?
Well, I started to. I eventually started to. Okay. So then I started to be like, has this woman met your family? Like, does, like, would she care about me? Like, would she care about situation? And at that point, when she started saying yes, like, it, that's kind of when I started pushing back, you know. But at one point, too, like, we were at a bar and, like, at a work event. So it gets worse. It gets even worse. So we were at a work event, like, flirting with me, doing our usual thing. He's flirting with me. He's up on me, telling me, oh, he's going to fuck me in this lifetime, but we're still not hooking up. It's super weird because he's still sleeping with this other woman. Whatever. Flash forward a month later, I find out it's the woman who sits next to him at work. And she's, like, significantly older than us. He's my age. She's 10 years older. So the woman he sits next to, I was, like, horrified. Like, I was horrified. And,
I'm so sorry.
Just, like so sad. Like, at this point, like, I knew I shouldn't have loved him, but, like, I did. Like, we had spent, like, so much time together. Like, I thought he was my best friend. Like, I told him everything about me. And, like, to find out it was someone, like, there was just this massive secret at work. Like, everyone knew. He had told people not to tell me. Like, and so the day I found out, like, I, like, pulled him in my car and was like, what the fuck? What the actual fuck? Like, what is this? Like, and he was like, I love you. Like, you just need to be patient. Like, I'm not happy in my relationship.
Well, hold on. Where did we go to start saying we love each other? When did that happen?
I guess, like, probably back in April. So I told him I had feelings for him in February. And then in April, like, we were at all these work events, like, spending a lot of time together. Like, I, like, spent the night at his house one night. Like,
have you guys hooked up?
No.
You still have never hooked up with this guy?
Still have never hooked up. We've never hooked up. To this day, we have never hooked up. Isn't this so fucking weird? Like, I wanted to. Like, I was fucking trying. Like, I, like, was like, hey, like, I, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was basically not throwing myself at him, but, like,
yeah,
you know, like, we were at bars together and, like, we were, like, kissing on, like, he would kiss me on the cheek, like, outside, like, an Uber and be like, no, you gotta go home. And I'd be like, okay, like, all right, like, I'll go home. Like, you know, I'm not gonna stand there. It was just so fucking weird. Like, and long story short, so when I find out about this woman, he's like, I love you, just be patient. Like, don't, you know, like, I'm not happy with her, whatever. So I stopped talking to him at this point. Like, this is when I cut off.
When was this? When did this happen?
Probably about a month ago. Okay. I cut off communication. I, like, moved my desk at work. I blocked him on everything. Like,
great.
just don't want a part of it. Like, but like, I was at work the other day and like, he still couldn't talk to me. And like, I snapped, I fucking snapped on him. And I was like, you're a fucking liar. You're a fucking coward. Like,
is this at work?
Were, like, yeah, at work. Like, not in front of anyone.
Are we worried about like, where is HR?
You know, HR at my company is not really a thing. I know that's super weird to say, but it's just like a super, like, it's a
small,
it's a
small company.
We don't have
it. Don't worry.
I'll say it's a male dominated company. So there's a lot of men at this company who behave like this.
Okay.
And so I moved my desk, whatever. And like, but then I was yelling at him. Like, we were in our gym and like, I was yelling at him and I was like, you know what? Like, and I thought she knew this whole time. Like, I thought she knew. And so I realized in that moment, like, she had no idea. And I was like, you know what? If you don't call her, like, I'm fucking calling her. Like, I work with this woman. Like, I'm going to see her every fucking day. And she's giving me dirty looks in the bathroom now. Like, she, like, fucking hated me because I would sit on her boyfriend's desk every day. Of course she fucking hated me. Like, so anyway, so I called her ass up. And I was like, look, I just needed to tell you, like, your boyfriend's been saying, like, all this shit to me. And, like, I felt awful. Like, she had no fucking idea. Like, she had no idea. And, like, at this point, like, I've told him, like, leave me alone. Like, please don't talk to me. Like, I don't want anything to do with the situation anymore. Like, I told her because I felt like she deserved to know.
Is he he's not your boss, right?
No. We're on the same level.
Well, I mean, at what point does it become like, is he harassing you?
Yeah, I don't know. Because now he went around and told everyone that, like, I was crazy and that, like, we were only ever just friends. And that, like, I made this up.
Yeah,
which I think is gaslighting, right? Like convincing someone that like something didn't happen.
Well, he's more, I guess, gaslighting coworker. I mean, he's just lying. He's lying.
He's just lying.
He's lying.
Like lying.
Zocdoc, need a doctor? Well, Zocdoc is for you.
I love ZocDoc. I used it before they ever sponsored this wonderful podcast because it is just the most convenient, simple way to schedule an appointment with a doctor that definitely takes your insurance, that definitely has availability, and that has verified good reviews.
Here's the thing about ZocDoc. Like, you know, there's some products I'm sure we talk about that, you know, I don't know if it's for everyone, right? We have a huge audience.
Some of them are more specialized.
You know, some of them are preference-based. That's fine. But ZocDoc is literally for everyone. Even if you have a doctor, you can just go on ZocDoc to see if there's maybe a better doctor, a higher-reviewed doctor.
I found a dentist on ZocDoc, and I just made my second appointment for like 6 months later because I'd kind of like fallen out of, you know, you're supposed to see a dentist every 6 months. And it'd been like almost a year. And now that I've found someone I like, it's just like, it's consistent. I don't have to think about it. Got my second appointment for November. We're flying with colors.
And it's free, people. It's free.
It's such a common sense thing.
Also, one of my favorite features on the app is I went on there and tried to book as many different doctors and appointments as I needed to because I was trying to find people out in LA. And they have a feature where I tried to book like an eye doctor and it popped up and it was like, no, you have another appointment at this time. So it like blocked out on my schedule when I had my dentist. It was great.
Before you book any brunch, you pour over lists and lists of reviews. So why not do that when you're booking a doctor? Of course. They identify which doctors take your insurance when they have available appointments. And that's the thing about finding a doctor. It's like you find a doctor, you have some friend tells you, and then you have to like, you call up like, oh yeah, we can get you in like December.
Mm-hmm.
You know? No, with ZocDoc, you can find a doctor that has available appointments, good reviews, and takes your insurance. Boom. And all you got to do is use a free app. To use common sense, go to ZocDoc.com/VIALL and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/VIALL. ZocDoc.com/VIALL. How do we work through this?
Well,
clearly you feel embarrassed, right?
Yeah.
That's probably 1,000%. The biggest feeling you're feeling right now. Totally understandable, justifiable. I don't want your embarrassment that you feel to like overstate how you felt about him. Like, did you really love him? This guy dangled a carrot in front of you forever. And I am sure that was exciting and fun. And he said some like off-putting things, but flip it. And I'm sure at some level, as off-putting as they were, he probably said it with confidence and charisma that almost weirdly fucked up, made you like find it attractive. And I'm sure it was all very exciting. And I'm sure you really enjoyed that chase. And I'm sure you spent some time together. And I'm sure you bonded, et cetera, et cetera. But love, I don't know. Like, my guess is there was so much this relationship didn't have that you wanted. That, you know what I'm saying? So I think I think it would be good for you to go back and really reevaluate that relationship. What I want you to do is think to yourself, I mean, listen, I cared about him. I feel foolish and embarrassed, but I didn't love this guy. I'm not gonna, let's not give this situation or this guy too much credit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was excited. I definitely liked him, but this had a lot to do with me getting caught up in the situation, right? You know, like, I don't know how much you watch The Bachelor. Caitlin, I don't know if you know her, but like, we had we had this like love affair. And like, again, like, where we were talking and I showed up, but like, part of me getting over that when it ended was realizing, well, again, I had feelings for her, right? I certainly, like, it wasn't like fake, but I went back and thought, well, yeah, I mean, I was definitely caught up in this whole thing, you know, like, you know, the, I knew she was going on the show in the back of my mind, and I got it caught up in the story of it all. Like, we all do that sometimes, right? Sometimes we find ourselves in a situation and it feels like almost like a rom-com, right? And so you got caught up in that, but that, does that mean love? I don't think so, right? I think it means more you got caught up in the story of it all. We've all done that, right? But I think now that you're experiencing this, I think it would help you to just recognize that so that you aren't giving that relationship more credit. You're like, I wouldn't, from what I'm hearing from you, I wouldn't call that love, right? And so I think that might make you feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I think that, like, my part of my problem is I am very lonely, like, where I am. Like, I am very lonely, and he was, like, probably the closest, like, connection I had. So, like, the closest thing that, like, I felt to love. You're super right. Like, we didn't go on dates. Like, I don't know how he is when he's, like, super angry, you know? So, you're right. I can't call it love, but I think...
You enjoyed his companionship, for sure. I get that. And so, like, that's good that you can name that, right? You can recognize it. It's not easy to say that you are lonely or you feel lonely, right? But I think that's more honest, and that will allow you to not give him too much credit. Because then you can say, like, the truth is, like, I am lonely, and it's sad, and I enjoyed his time, but it has a lot to do with how I feel about being lonely. So I'm going to be able to get over this as far as, like, being sad. Now, you're dealing with other aspects, unfortunately. You're dealing with this embarrassment, you know, obviously work. He's spreading lies about you. It's affecting other aspects of your life. That's not fair. He's not respecting the boundaries you're trying to set in terms of leaving him alone. I honestly think you start documenting it. I honestly think that, like, if it's this to the point where he doesn't stop, I think, like, on a Word doc.
Or, like, literally email yourself.
Email,
and then the timestamps will be there.
Yes, there you go. And so, like, came to my desk. I asked him. He didn't, blah, blah, blah. Because, like, if it gets to the point where you have to, you know, well, you don't have an HR, but, like, you're just like, I'm, like, are you, at some point, say, you're harassing me. You know, I've asked you to stop, but, like, document it.
It's, like, this crazy thing, because, like, I've started to feel like he's harassing me. Like, when I blocked him, I noticed there was this account that started following my Instagram that, like, had, not following, but would watch my stories, and it had zero followers. Like, and he started showing up at places at work that, like, he knew I would be. And, like, in my head, though, like, I'm like, am I the crazy one? Because he's going around saying I'm the one obsessed with him, but I feel like he's showing up in all these places that I am. Like,
do you have people at work?
I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. Do you have any, like, close friends or allies at work?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a ton. I have way more people, like, on my side than his at this point. People found out, you know, like people did find out.
So I think just document it, right? Try to remove yourself from the drama. It sounds like you're doing all the right things. You're blocking them.
I think the thing that, like, sucks that I'm, like, really, really worried about is, like, it sucks. Like, I'm going to have to see her and him, like, a lot. Like, and, like, I'm more so concerned. Like, how do you get over someone when you have to see them, like, every day? Like,
to be honest, that's my least concern for you. If that's your biggest concern, I feel better about your situation, truly.
Okay.
Because, like, honestly, like, the work aspect, I'm a little worried about that. I don't like that he's not respecting your boundaries and still harassing you. And, like, that's that's a tougher situation. But you seeing them, that's your ego, and that's you feel like that you can control. You felt embarrassed. Right? This
so
I just put it out there and you had every right to feel embarrassed. This guy, like, totally fucked you over. It's like when you get cheated on, You essentially got cheated.
Yeah.
You feel embarrassed, but you have to really remind yourself that these were his choices. You have nothing to feel embarrassed about. He should feel embarrassed. She shouldn't even feel embarrassed. She might feel embarrassed, but like of the three of you, you're the most fine. You're not, it's not your relationship. You don't have to like go maybe do couples counseling, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You have now the clarity that you like unfortunately wasted some time. You can grieve the sadness of the companionship that you lost because, you know, you liked having his companionship, so that you can grieve and get over. But seeing them, like, trust me, people are embarrassed for them, not you. I promise you. It's just like it's that same classic case. You get cheated on and the person who's being cheated on like gets asked, well, what happened in the relationship? And you fear you don't want to tell people. You're just like, oh, it just ended. You know, relationships don't work out. And because you don't want to be like, yeah, they fucked someone else, you know, because we're always afraid to be like, oh, they fucked someone else. Like, what's wrong with you? They had to fuck someone else. And like that, no one thinks that. We think that our egos are telling, your ego right now is being like, you're a loser. How could you not know this?
Oh my God, my ego right now, like too, like, and like, I never want to put down the way anyone looks, but this woman is very different than the way I look. Like
sure.
Complete opposite. Like, and I compare myself to her now. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but
like,
your ego is in fucking overdrive right now. So I think you have to really recognize that. And these thoughts of that, you have to self-police. You have to be like, I have nothing to be embarrassed about. You really don't. I don't know if he recognizes. It bugs you that he doesn't get that he should feel embarrassed. And that bugs you.
I think it bugged me too that he like got to, at first, got to walk off like scot-free with all of this. Like that was probably ego-driven.
You
got to
believe
too,
in karma. You know what I'm saying? You got to believe that like living well is the best revenge. Just like you can't let yourself, don't become emotionally invested in making sure he pays for what he did.
You're so right.
Like,
you're
only like keep you in this very toxic atmosphere. You really have to be grateful that you found out, you know, not embarrassed.
Yeah,
it's natural to feel embarrassed, but you really have to tell yourself, thank God I found out. Because it could have been worse. You could have hooked up with him. He could have, who knows what this guy is capable of. And the only people who should feel like, trust me, I guarantee you, other people are going to look at them and feel embarrassed for the couple. Just rest assured, someday, years from now, like, it'll catch up with him. You have the opportunity to do the right thing and take care of yourself and control your ego, and you will recover from this, and you will heal. He is not going to, right? He is going to be defensive. He's not going to be honest with himself or take responsibility for how he's affecting other people's lives. And, like, I assure you, that will catch up to him. It always catches up to them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're so right. Wow, I'm surprised that, like, I don't know, I thought you were going to be so mad at me that, like, I kept it, like, going from the beginning. Like, I know I should know.
We've all done it, you know? Like, the shit we talk about on this show, I mean, they're easy concepts. I know I sometimes get accused of being condescending. It's because with the things I'm talking about, like, we all know they're simple. But in practice, they're impossible to implement in the heat of the moment. It gets really hard to like have feelings and emotions and like have and be like, like I can talk through it because I don't like, you know, it's not my life. I'm not experiencing what you're experiencing. But like they're real simple concepts. They're just so hard to implement. So like when I'm saying it, they're like, no, other people who are also not affected by this might hear me say this and be like, well, no shit, Nick, why are you saying something? You know, but like in your position, like, you know, like, you know, we don't judge the people because like, it's tough. It's tough to like sit there and get excited about someone, especially if you're dealing with feelings like loneliness and having a hard time making friends. And you finally meet someone who's like fun and exciting. And sometimes, unfortunately, the fun and exciting people are just like major fuckboys who are willing to say crazy shit that go, well, that was fun. I don't, he wants to fuck me. I don't know. It was weird, but like exciting. I don't know. Is he going to choke me? Wow. You know, and so you just have to deal with all that. But it's good that you can name the embarrassment, but now you have to, like, I think, let go of it and remind yourself that you really have nothing to be embarrassed about. You didn't know. You have nothing to be embarrassed about. You know, it's embarrassing when people know and don't address it. It's embarrassing when you know that deep down, my partner's fucking with me, but someone else, but I don't have the courage to bring it up because I'm too afraid to, like, be alone. That's embarrassing. Right?
Right.
You're you didn't so know. Right. Yeah. What could you have done differently? How can you be embarrassed about something that you had no control over?
Yeah, I think the only thing, like, when he said the woman I'm sleeping with, like, when he kept saying it, like, I should have, I guess I wish I would have cut it off then, but it was so...
Yeah, no, yes, you can take responsibility. That's the one thing you know, is that, like, you probably could have asked more questions at the point in which you found out that this other woman, whoever she was before she knew who she was, would not like your existence, and you kept hanging out with them. That you should take responsibility for. That you can control. You can control that next time I date someone and I start having feelings for them and they tell me they're sleeping with someone else, I should, like, maybe not pursue that. I should set a boundary and say, right. Thanks for letting me know, but this is evolving to a point where I'm starting to build feelings and this is going to get messy. So, like, let me know if you want to cut that off, you know. Also be aware that, like, when people, like, share really bizarre information too soon, that is a red flag of maybe them, like, oversharing and trying to build some trust, because at the end of the day, what they plan on doing is not telling you the full truth. So they hit you with a lot of, like, a surprising truth that, hey, I'm so honest that I can tell you I'm sleeping with another woman. And you're like, I didn't fucking ask.
That is really funny.
Like, that's a red flag.
Yeah,
why would someone overshare something they didn't need to share? I didn't even ask. And then sometimes people do that because they want to build trust with you because they plan on lying to you about other things.
This has been, like, honestly, like, it really took off in February. So it's been, like, 5 months of this. And I just feel like, I mean, like literally the past week, like, I've been on my bed just, like, crying. Like,
yeah.
Just crying. Like, I guess I am a little embarrassed too about, like, the last message I sent to him was, like, really mean. It was like, leave me the fuck alone, you psycho motherfucker. Like,
yeah,
leave me
I think,
alone.
I think it's okay.
Okay.
I mean, maybe don't do it in the future, okay. But I don't think you need to beat yourself up. He kind of deserved it.
Yeah.
It's okay that you felt embarrassed.
Yeah.
But I think we need to. Yeah.
I guess the last message I sent too, I was just like, I've never told another friend I'm going to fuck them in this lifetime. How could you go around saying that you only ever saw me as a friend?
Yeah. So, like, things like, how could you say this or how could he say that? Those thoughts, you have to try to let go of those. He clearly was capable of saying
it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah.
He's not
so
you.
Right, yeah.
When people say things like, well, how could you say this? You wouldn't do that. Right. So, that's a
never.
Recognition that,
yeah,
like,
never.
That's not. That's
your
another
character.
That's another that's another reminder that your character and his character are completely different. So when you tell yourself, I can't believe they said or did this to me, I would never do that, that's a reminder to you that we aren't compatible, that that's not the person I want, that thank you, that I'm no longer invested in this person. You know, don't allow yourself to be confused. Like, they're not who you are. People don't have the same character as you. They're not going to make the same choices. But it is a reminder to you that that person isn't aligned with how you operate and your expectations of people. Like, it's good that you name the embarrassment, but you need to stop telling yourself you're embarrassed. Now you got to stop telling yourself you're grateful to be out of this. You're sad, you're lonely, that's fine. But you are grateful to be out of this situation. And I have nothing to be embarrassed about. You know, truly. You just got to keep saying that, and eventually over time you will believe it. And, you know, do the little things, like try to avoid looking at them. But if you do see them together, feel pity for them. Be like, that's not going to end well for either of them, but I'm out of it. So thank God for that. If you want to help control your ego, just remind yourself that truthfully, other people are laughing at them, not you. A year from now, you'll look back and think about all the exciting things you did. Maybe you traveled a little bit. Maybe you took some other classes. You're going to meet new friends, et cetera, et cetera. You'll have a different perspective of how you handle disappointment, all of which will be a result of going through this tragedy. I really think if you approach it that way and use it as a catalyst, as, like, something to, like, motivate you, you'll be grateful that this happened.
Yeah, I think you're so right. I think, I should look at this more as, like, a catalyst. And I could still turn this year around and, like, make this the best year ever. Like, my year doesn't have to be defined by everything.
Also,
that happened,
it's just a year, you know? It doesn't have to be your best year ever.
Yeah.
Life's
a
journey, you know?
Yeah.
More realistically, is 5 years from now. Don't go to December 31st and be like, did I have an amazing year, the best year ever or not? And if I didn't, like, oh, fuck myself.
I always think like
no,
that.
Like, you look back in your past 5 years and go, man, I had some ups, I had some downs, I had this. And like, but wow, I'm like, some of my downs gave me some of my ups, you know? Because if I'm being honest with myself, like, I had to experience the down for me to make X, Y, and decision that brought this into my life. And wow, that made me really grateful for the down. Let time pass before you start evaluating things.
Yeah.
Life is truly a journey. And like you, it is full of highs and lows. And the best part about getting older.
I definitely struggle like with being in like the now. Like that's for sure like a struggle of mine. And
you're going to.
It just is.
You will laugh at this someday. I promise.
Yeah, you're so right.
This isn't the end of the world. I know it feels like it. I know you feel embarrassed, but I promise you it's really not. And it can be a catalyst for you.
Yeah, you're so right. Thank you so much.
Well, keep us updated.
We're
all invested.
I will. Yeah. I'll keep you updated.
Thank you guys so much.
I really love talking to you.
Well, we appreciate the call.
I'm glad.
All right. Well, take care. Treat yourself today.
Yeah.
Go do something. Seriously.
Use
this as an excuse
to
really spoil yourself for the next month or so.
You're so right. Yeah, I should treat myself. I should go buy myself something cute.
There you go. All right.
All right, bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
I'm Olivia, and I'm 24.
Hi, Olivia. How can I help?
So I don't know if you were able to read my very long spiel, but basically, I've been friends with this guy for about like 5 years. But only got close with him since last February. And because of that, I got close with him due to me wanting to pursue the same career that he's in. So I reached out and asked if I could do some shadow work. He said, yeah. So went and hung out and did shadow work with him over a few weeks. I kind of wasn't really taking no for an answer because I was very ambitious and wanting to confirm that this is what I wanted. And over that time, we got pretty close and we're chit-chatting and talking and actually got to hear more of our life stories with each other and talked all the time, even outside of work. He was kind of in a situationship with another girl that I know mutually. So out of respect to that, I never really showed the actual interest I had in him.
Okay.
Because I wanted to be respectful of that situation and whatnot. But he would always kind of say little comments about him not seeing it going anywhere and whatnot. And obviously, I took that with a grain of salt.
He told you that he didn't see the situationship that he was in, that it was going anywhere.
Yes.
And yet, he's still in it.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. But to which, like maybe a couple weeks later, it ended up ending. And then he told me about it and said, well, now we can hang out more outside of work.
Okay.
And with that, I wasn't really impressed because I didn't know how to take that.
Take what?
So take him ending and then saying, well, we can hang out outside of work now without him getting in trouble, quote unquote. Because over the years of me knowing him as like throughout the city, he's kind of been known as a serial dater hookup person with lots of the girls. So I always just kind of kept an arm's length with that. But just given everything and all the interest we had, I obviously started to get feelings with him. Then after that situationship ending, we would still talk and everything. And I ended up getting offered a summer position at his work, which I took because obviously I wanted that hands-on experience. So I took it for the summer, and over that summer got even closer. And we're always talking, always working together, like side by side. I was learning under him. But however, like throughout, he would go on these dates because now he's single and all this stuff. It would always tell me about the dates and everything and how attractive the person was or how well the date went or what was wrong with him. And I started to feel kind of a therapist. So I started to just withdraw because I didn't want to be like sit around as I have interest, but be that person's therapist out of their comfortability. So I withdrew and I kind of got frustrated with the whole situation because I thought we had a really good connection, but he clearly wasn't seeing it. That
so after he ended the situationship, you didn't feel like he was pursuing you romantically?
Like, yes, but no. I think it's also just because I had already the perception of him being a player, kind of as people in my area know him as. So I kind of, again, took it with a grain of salt. So I left it. and I didn't pursue. I don't know how to say that, but I didn't fully pursue that because I didn't believe him.
You were just going to wait to see if he pursued you, kind of.
Yeah, because at that point I didn't want to try and then be like, oh no, we're just friends. I didn't want to take that rejection.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So out of my frustration of always hearing about all these dates and everything, and I'm just kind of sitting there waiting, I ended up actually reaching out to his younger brother.
Okay.
And me and the younger brother over that last summer ended up hanging out, and we ended up seeing each other for a few weeks, which the one, like, my friend knew about, but I never gave really any details.
He knew that you were hanging out with his younger brother?
Yeah.
Romantically?
Yeah.
Did you hook up?
Yeah.
Okay.
And over the summer, so I kept it really quiet. I didn't want really anyone knowing, especially him. But that, even from the first week of being with the brother, I was regretting it. But because of already what has happened, I couldn't take it back.
What made you reach out to the brother?
I've known that brother as well. Me and that brother,
yeah,
a year prior, we're supposed to go out, and then I ended up canceling and all this stuff. So then I tried to reconnect the following summer.
Were you hoping it would make the other guy jealous?
Yeah, but yes.
Ballsy
and
move.
Also at the same time, just given a lot of the traits that the older brother, my friend, kind of has, I know he wouldn't be something that could have been long-term at that point, while the younger brother is. So, yeah.
Okay. So where are we now?
So where we're at now is that clearly, like, within the 3 weeks I was seeing the younger brother, it ended as it should have. It ended, and I was actually done my summer position at that point. And I didn't talk with the older brother or my friend since like that fall term of school, just due to like a few things that happened at the end of me ending it with the younger brother and being done the summer position, that I heard through old colleagues at the office. The older brother got a puppy, and he got a puppy, and I thought it was pretty hilarious because I always was telling him for years of me knowing him, get a puppy, get a puppy, get a puppy, because I find that he is so emotionally reserved and can't seem to open up to anything, that he should have had an animal, being a little therapist that I was for him. So he got the puppy.
I mean, a dog will soften you, that's for sure.
It will. Mm. Yeah. Because unconditional love, that's what he was in need of. And he ended up reaching out to me actually this February of this year, and was seeing if maybe I could go and work for him, like at his home with the puppy during the weekdays while he's at the office. And I agreed because I didn't talk to him for months. So I thought maybe my little crush with him kind of was like done because I had that no contact for months on end. Mm-hmm. So I took it because needed the money too as a student. My question is that, I mean, I know I kind of ruined the whole dynamic this could have like resulted in, or like eventually with the brother, but I didn't know because I have a brother. I don't have a sister, so I can't relate to like the same sibling type of.
I don't think it's ideal.
No, but I don't know, like, because I don't. Do you have brothers? I think you do.
I have many.
My question is kind of like, can a sibling or like someone get over this? Because the whole thing is, he kept saying near the end of me quitting doing the puppy job, he was like, well, you got with my brother, I can't overlook that. Like, I can't forget that. But would say all these other contradictory things to being like, I do like you, but I can't.
Here's what I think. I think your dynamic with him is weird.
Okay.
I'm not trying to make you feel judged, but it's just,
yeah,
there's some like red flags all over the map. I think you, yeah. I get like you're playing games. Maybe he's playing games, and maybe that's all this is. And like, yeah, you don't want him to ghost a date, but like what you really want is him to, you know, you're trying to push him away and see if he fights back. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think you're playing games too. Clearly you've reached out to the guy's brother to make him jealous. So you're very guilty as well as being passive aggressive with your intentions and hoping that he, you know, reacts a certain way, and you don't want to have to tell him how to act as, you know, and he's doing all this shit and the whole movie, like, you got to stop playing. You need to stop this. And I think,
So what happened eventually, about a couple months ago, I ended up like finally just being like, I can't keep doing this.
Okay.
So I really like you. Like, yeah,
you shot your shot. Okay.
I did, because
I just couldn't
keep playing house. Yeah. So I
as it stands today, what's the situation and what's your question?
I'm not really responding to him. He keeps trying to reach out to, he says he misses me and all this stuff. But I said, I gave you the choice in this. I told you how I felt. You chose no. So now you need to respect me not being able to be around here.
Okay.
So right now I'm just kind of keeping my distance.
And your question is, should you reconsider?
No, because I don't know if he is even willing to change his mind. But the thing is, though, he just wants to keep me around out of the comfortability that I am to him.
I think things got a little messy. You're both were playing games. I don't know why he made the decisions he did. You got in your head about him being like a fuckboy. You know, he has a brother. It just kind of got messy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you did the right thing by quitting. I think you did the right thing by shooting your shot and just saying, hey, it is what it is. I want to date you. And now he's reaching out. If you have another conversation about this and you still want to maybe date him, you say, I get that I dated your brother and I get it's not ideal, but you can get over it. You can.
Say that to him. Yeah.
Okay. If you don't, I understand it's weird. I understand you might not want to get over it, but you can. And if you don't want to, I understand, but I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be your associate. I do like you. I can't change the way I feel about you. I am sorry about the brother. He wasn't a good lay. I don't fucking know what you want to say. I don't, you know, but like, it didn't feel right. And I like you, and I wish I could take it back, but I can't. What I don't want to do, like, if you can't get over it, we definitely shouldn't date.
Yeah. That's why I'm just kind of giving him the distance, because I had to talk to him after ending and over. So after quitting, I gave the 2 weeks kind of for him to find someone else to puppy sit. And over those 2 weeks, he kept trying to convince me to stay, or would make passive aggressive comments being like, you're going to miss the dog. The dog's going to miss you. I'm going to miss you. And all this stuff that I kept saying, hey, you made the choice in this, but now I'm doing mine.
You say, yeah, the dog will be fine. And you missing me, that's a you problem that you have fully control over.
That's exactly what I said. And I would just say, you and the dog will be fine. The dog will find a stepmom, because he would always jokingly call me mom. Yeah. And that's another thing of playing house. Yeah. And I was like, you'll find another stepmom.
He's being a little manipulative. And listen, it sounds like you're doing all the right things. I would just reiterate to challenge yourself to be, especially with him, very direct and not passive aggressive. To just say exactly how you feel. Do not try to be indirect. Do not try to say one thing in hopes that he gets the hint and et cetera, et cetera. With this particular person, it's the lack of communication, the passive aggressive behavior on both of your parts that's led to this kind of very complicated and messy thing. So you need to remedy it by being incredibly direct with him in a very matter of fact. And keep enforcing these boundaries and don't give in and remind him, listen, if you want to, like, there's only one reason we should talk, and that is to talk about potentially being in a relationship. And if you don't want to be in one because you can't get over it, I respect that, but then there's no reason we should no longer talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. It's not complicated. It is what it is.
Yeah. Do you think you could ever get over that? With a brother kind of dynamic?
It's not something I'd want to have to get over.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew you hooked up with his brother and he's still invested in you. and he says he likes you and he had you sleep over. So you know what I'm saying? Like if my brother like hooked up with a girl, I would be like, oh, well, just not going to date her. But if I was liked her so much that I was like bummed, I'd get over it. I'm just not a big believer in like wasting my time. He's wasting his time with you by choosing to invest in you and have you over and enjoy your company. It's just like he's hurting himself. Like, get over it or don't get over it. Do you decide? I don't know. But like, you don't need me as a friend.
Yeah.
Like, so.
I know. I said to him, I said, I have enough friends. I don't need.
So it sounds like you're doing everything you should do. You just have to keep enforcing it and then be like, the only reason we should talk is talking about dating and you getting over it. I think you've gotten to the point where if he keeps wanting to talk to you, you no longer need to feel sorry for hooking up with his brother. How many times can you apologize? I think now you're just more like, don't get over it. Don't get over it. I did it. You don't get to keep like throwing it in my face. And not that he necessarily is throwing your face, but like it keeps coming up because this is that it seems like the one thing that's stopping you from guys pursuing something. Or maybe that's just an excuse. I don't know. But what is clear is that you no longer want this relationship with him. That's not confusing. It's very clear.
He just kept asking to like, why can't we still have a relationship? Why can't we still have one?
Because I don't want to be your friend.
Well, yeah. And I had to humble him and just say, apparently your ego needs me to say it again. I can't. No.
I don't think you need to like point out his ego and things like that. You know, I think you just.
Yeah. A little too honest.
Say, well, you were also trying to hurt him a little bit, if I'm being honest. So don't try to hurt him. Just be honest about how you feel. You don't need to call him out or make him feel bad or, you know, just remind him that he has total control over the situation. You have control over your choices too. And you choose not to continue down this path that's going nowhere.
Right.
I like you. I want to invest in you. You don't want to do it. That's fine. I'm going to invest my time in a different relationship that can go somewhere because this isn't.
True.
Let's see what he says.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, good luck. Keep us posted what you decide.
Thanks. I will.
All right. All the best.
You too.
Right.
Bye-bye.
How's it going?
Hi, I'm Maggie. I'm 23 years old.
How can I help, Maggie?
So I have been single for about a year and a half now, and I moved to a new city pretty quick after that. And since being here, I've been dating on dating apps, meeting people, all that stuff. And so last summer around this time, I went on a date with a guy. We'll call him Matt. And he immediately, I could just tell that there was like a spark. It was different than just normal dates, things like that, that we were getting along pretty well. So we kept seeing each other, kept going on dates. And it was pretty frequently seeing each other. So then within about a few weeks, probably more like a month, which was probably too fast, but whatever, I told him that I had genuine feelings for him and that I was not in any rush to be in a relationship with him or anything like that, but I had like actual feelings for him and it wasn't just like a casual thing for me. So that I had known that
Why did you say that you had genuine feelings and then immediately tell him that you weren't in a rush? Was that because you weren't actually in a rush or you didn't want to scare him off?
I actually wasn't in a rush. So I had just gotten out of a relationship like a few months before and I was very good with the pace that we were at. And I told him that. But I wanted him to know that I wasn't just like, I don't know, just in there for like talking to him for nothing. Like I was genuinely interested.
You're not like, I'm not a fuck boy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, cause I had told him that I was seeing other people and things like that. So I didn't want him to think that he was just like another person. So there had been like pretty open communication about that. I had known that he had just gotten out of a pretty toxic relationship a little bit before me. And so I wasn't too confident that he was like going to react well. And that's what happened. He basically thought that I was asking for a relationship, wanting to define things, and said that he wasn't looking for anything serious. He couldn't be like thinking like that and wasn't the best about it. So then after
even
that,
though you made it clear that you're just like, hey, I'm just telling you that I think this is going well. I'm excited about you. That you're cool.
Yes.
No pressure.
Yes. Yeah.
And he panicked.
Yes. Yeah. He panicked for sure. And he wasn't like mean about it, but he just definitely wasn't getting, I don't think he believed me, kind of like he just didn't believe that I was really in no rush. So anyways, after that, we stopped going on dates, stopped seeing each other regularly, but, we live in like a relatively small place. So I would see him out, things like that. We would occasionally like stay the night together, things like that, but, not like regularly. And then would occasionally hear from each other on social media, texting, things like that. But it wasn't anything consistent. And, I was continuing to see other people, doing that whole thing. Then we got to probably like into winter, I don't know. And it was sporadic like that. But every time I'd see him, I would be reminded of how much I actually did like him and was interested in him. And it would just be a one step forward, two steps back kind of thing. Cause obviously I wasn't getting what I wanted. I still had those feelings for him. So then I went through a period where I was traveling a lot. I wasn't in town and we didn't talk or see each other for like 3 or 4 months. And that took us to last weekend. I saw him out for the first time in a while, and he came over to me and we talked for like an hour, hour and a half. He like ended his time like in the bar there, like talking to me, and it was just like everything came back again. And I just felt very clouded after, like I always do. And because there is, I do read the genuine interest from him, but then of course it never goes past that. And so I guess what I want your advice on is if I need to be very blunt to him and say, look, I think you're great. I'd like to see you more, and like get that clear communication from him. Even if that's like rejection, which is kind of what I think would happen. Or if I should just like cut ties right now without having that. I do compare like subconsciously the guys that I meet and talk to him, because I do like a lot of things about him. I do have genuine interest in him, in a way that's a little more rare than the people that I've been meeting. So I just don't know what to do. I'm not against like putting myself out there just to be rejected, I guess, but so that I could move on in that case, or, I'm not opposed to just doing it without that communication, but I just don't know if I will ever feel completely comfortable knowing that in my head, I didn't like try everything, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you have your answer. You're preparing yourself for the worst case, but like, you know, like I always say, rejection is clarity. You want clarity.
Yes.
And the way you're describing it as clarity. You shot it before, you recognize he kind of panicked. You didn't like bag, or you know, you didn't even like really try to backtrack. You just like took it as a sign that maybe he wasn't ready, and so that drastically changed how much you guys hung out or didn't hang out. You ran into each other a few times in a small town, you hooked up, it was convenient, it was good, whatever, and now you had this nice but confusing conversation with a guy that, you know, sparked some, you know, feelings again.
Yeah.
And I think you are well prepared and realistic about the fact that probably nothing has really changed with him. And so when you do this again, you'll probably get the same result, but you don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like, what, a year has gone by, yeah, essentially?
Yeah.
So who knows? I think it's okay to remind him once again, hey, I really enjoyed that conversation. You know, I don't know where you're at in your life, but I'd love to see where this goes. And if not, that's okay. But it doesn't seem like the way you described the relationship that you needed to like tell him you're going to disappear.
Yeah, no.
Because you're not really in each other's lives. But I do think you owe it to yourself to not give in to random hookups and random like moments of convenience, and really enforce the boundary that if he wants you in his life at all, he needs to like man up,
yeah,
and have the guts to explore a relationship. And you say to like, listen, man, I don't know if you, I know you're just gonna have a relationship, but like, I just want to reinforce that. Like, I just like to know, I'd like to get to know you more, because I don't know if you've been listening. You're interested.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And I feel like you're interested in me, and I don't know if I want to date you yet. but I do want to hang out with you more and find out. And I'd like to see if we can like grow. And like, if you're completely uninterested in having a girlfriend at all, and you know that, then yeah, we're just, tell me and I'll respect that answer. But like, I just wanted to say one more time and see where you're at.
Okay. Okay. So do you think that I should like text him that, or do you think I should text him asking to go get drinks or to see each other and say that in person?
What are you most comfortable with? I mean, I don't know if one's going to like change the outcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm always an advocate of face to face, but like you might,
I just wouldn't want him to be like, no, I don't want to meet up. Then that would, but then I wouldn't get to say my piece kind of.
If you're like, hey, do you want to get drinks sometime? And he's just like, nah, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Then you kind of have your
then
answer.
I know. So you think that route?
Yeah. Ask him if he wants to get drinks. If he says like, nah, I'm busy and flakes, then I think you have your answer for now.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't shock me if you guys run into each other again, or he reaches out when he's bored or lonely, whatever. And at that point, you can respond and say, you can text the thing that you were going to text. And you say, hey, like, I don't want to blow you off or anything like that. I just like, I'm interested in you. And you just seem like that's not what you're looking for. And I don't really want to hang out at your convenience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And then you see what he says, you know?
Yeah. Simple enough.
and go from there. You basically just don't want to like only allow you to have him in your life whenever it's like convenient for him or available or you run into each other. You're just like, I am down to try and then explore and go on a couple dates. Like, I'm not asking for the fucking world. Like, I don't know if you're great.
Yeah.
It's just like handful of times I've hung out with you. I've had a pretty nice time. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
In fact, if you say this to him and he like does the same thing he did last time, literally just be like, I just calm down.
Yeah.
Like, I'm interested in you, and then see what he says. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I can do that.
I'm curious, like, what'd you guys talk about for an hour and a half?
We talked about like anything, like our families, our work life, social life, our like friends. I know we have mutual friends.
You didn't
friends.
Talk about your dating lives? Did Mm-mm. you talk about your dating lives?
No.
You just avoided that?
Yeah, no, we did not talk about dating life at all. He like would we made playlists of like our top 15 like favorite songs, and like when we were like a year ago, and we had like shown them to each other, and he like brought up, I like posted a selfie like the day before with a song, and apparently it was on his playlist, and he like brought that up, but that was just like, I don't know, weird. But he didn't say anything, like he wasn't seeing anyone, he didn't ask if I was seeing anyone, like nothing. So, but he was clearly like wanting to be talking to me because his friends were coming up and saying hi and trying to like see if he needed an out or things like that. And he kept like brushing them off and staying with me. And the bar was closing. Like, it's a bar that closes at 11. And so we were like staying there, or we weren't going to be staying there longer. So he stayed the entire time like with me. So I don't know. Clearly he was enjoying it too. So
yeah. What's a text she should send?
Okay. I don't know that this is, there's no bad idea in brainstorming. This is snowballing starting point. Be like, if I'm still flavor of the month. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like we haven't spent time together outside of that in like 3 or 4 months. So.
Okay. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do a little white lie where you pick one very specific detail from your conversation and be like, I just saw blah, 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 made me think of you. What are you up to on Saturday?
No, I don't want her to tell him that she's thinking about him.
Because it doesn't need to be on his, yeah, he doesn't need that ego boost.
It's like reminded me of you. Is he playful? Is he like, also, how chivalrous is he? Like, is he the kind of guy who would like insist on paying for your drink?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. And he is very funny and like has a good, we have a good like rapport going. So he would be able to like pick up on the joke or like any sass that was there, and it would be like playful.
Is there a new restaurant in your area you want to try out?
We live right by like a bunch of restaurants. So yeah, I mean, I could go that route.
What if you just text him, you owe me dinner?
And I'm not saying why.
You don't say why.
Yeah. And then he's like,
what do you mean I owe you dinner? I just decided I think you owe me dinner.
Okay.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You know, like the laser effect?
Yeah.
So one of my favorite things to
What's the laser effect?
So it's like this, it's like it scans your thing. It like it shows up this huge visual effect on this message screen where it like goes up and down like scanning with lasers.
Okay.
And one of my favorite jokes is to be like scanning for assholes with laser effect and then be like,
oh my
asshole
God.
Detected. Like that's the joke.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if that's. I don't hate just saying you owe me dinner.
But what if he was like, is that?
But it's like, why?
Yeah.
Great. He's asking questions.
He just responds, no.
I just think men like weird challenges like that. They're, you know, like, I think.
Do you definitely want to do dinner or would you be open to doing drinks or something? Because if it's like a bar with darts or like pool or whatever else, then you could kind of be like.
I challenge you to a game.
Or you know what would be so cute, honestly? Like,
if, what if you text him, you want to shout out the title? Question mark.
Wait, what was that?
Just text him, you want a shot at the title.
Okay, response, what?
What, exactly.
Okay.
And then you challenge him to like, you pretend to be really good at pool. Maybe you are. Are you good at pool or darts or like something or mini golf? And then you say.
I'm an undefeated mini golf champ.
I took third place in mini golf in my high school and I just don't think you can beat me.
Or if you were like, yeah, I'm the, like just out of the blue tags, I'm a, like the reigning air hockey champion. Like.
I think you start looking. With, do you want to shout out the title?
You're really into these vague.
Yes.
Every response to a Nick
you
text
owe me
is
dinner.
Just
do you want to shout at the title?
No, I think if a guy
want to make a bet
because if a guy who's interested in you gets that message, he's gonna like the playfulness, the challenge. The average dude is often competitive. They like confidence, and if he doesn't like you, he won't go out with you.
Yeah,
we're basing this text on the assumption that he has some interest in you, and you want to see if he's interested in exploring. So like, let's not give a shit about what figuring out whether he likes you or not. We're going to just operate as if he might.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't respond, then you got your answer. We want you to be a little cocky.
Yeah. No, I like that.
Is there an arcade in your, like, I feel like in a lot of
Amanda's
cities,
a
there's
big
like
arcade,
arcade
girl.
Will, arcade bar?
There's an arcade bar. Yeah.
Would you be, like, would that be fun for you?
Yeah, I'd love that.
So yeah. Then you can send a text that's like, are you ready to lose at air hockey this weekend?
Well, you want to show the title.
I'm really good at ski ball.
I'm tripling down.
I'm really good at ski ball. I'll put that out there.
There you go. You want to show the title. And then he's like, what? He's like, and then you make up some sort of
like
random.
I'm an undefeated ski ball champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took second place at whatever.
Ski ball nationals. Ski ball.
And I don't think you can beat me. Yeah. Just send that.
Okay.
Do you want a shot at the title?
Do you want a shot at a title? Does that feel good?
I don't know if that's because I don't have a title. But I like titles, I like
yeah,
the
no,
idea.
You make up the title. You make up the title. It's like, you know, regional ski ball.
We will. I'll make you a trophy and ship it to you just so you have it.
Your title is like make it up. Regional yeah. Like.
Do you want a shot at the title, new text? That title is New Text Invisible Ink Regional Ski Ball Champion.
I really think I'm right here. What do you have to lose?
I have nothing to lose.
Confident that it won't turn him off. And if it does, he sucks.
Couldn't she say something like, do you want to make a bet? Instead of, do you, like the title thing.
I think it's something a guy would say. And I think he would think it's cool that you say it.
Okay, so do you want to shout out the title? And he's like, what title? And you can be like, self-proclaimed ski ball champion.
Not self-proclaimed.
I like the self-proclaimed, though. She's not a champion.
She doesn't want to be like.
We have all confirmed he has a sense of humor. So let's see if he has a sense of humor. Of course, she's not the regional whatever the fuck ski ball champion. You know, what do you learn about like improv and comedy? Own it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't try to be funny. Just like commit to the joke.
Yeah, but
that's
also
what's funny.
But establish a base reality.
She knows this guy.
Okay,
I wouldn't send this to like some random person.
First message on Hinge.
Do you want to shout
actually? What's the worst? I'd think, honestly.
One thing I'd like to know about you. Do you want a shot at the title?
Ladies listening, try it out. Just be like,
I'm way off here.
Like, what do we
have? Okay, I think you should send it.
What do we have to lose?
All right.
Send it right now.
So he'll say what? And then Nick's pitch is that you say,
I'm a four-time regional ski ball champion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think you can beat me. Make it absurd. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Do you want a shot at the title? That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll definitely respond
Nick,
to that.
Nick, do you think there should be a question mark
or
no?
Question mark.
Yes, question mark,
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Question mark.
Okay.
Okay, wait, ready? 3, 2, one.
Send.
And when he's like, what are you talking about? And then you just be like, I'm 4-time regional skee ball champion and I don't think you can beat me. And I'm just wondering if you want to shout out the title. If he's like, I'm no good at skee ball, and just be like, oh, well,
like,
I guess.
Coward.
Coward. Yeah. Yes.
Send coward. Yeah. I love calling men cowards. Yeah. They really yes. respond to it.
I honestly, I think you should kind of low key bullying him.
God.
And this in a playful way.
Yeah.
If you can get him on the date to the video game, oh, you during drinks, try to extend it, see if you can replicate that conversation. If all goes well at the end of the date, just be like, I know, whatever, but like, I'm interested in you. And I would call him out for like, I know you kind of like panicked last time I said I was interested in you.
Yeah.
And I need you to like hear me out. I'm not asking you to marry you. But I would like to get to know you more. And if like, if you can handle that, I think this guy needs to like, I think you need to kind of constantly those little.
I also, yeah, be like, I'm not trying to marry you. Don't flatter yourself.
Yeah.
Like, yes. You know?
Yes.
And if you can handle me saying that I'm interested in you and I'd like to get to know you more, I would like to like hang out more and see where it goes.
Okay.
I think you need that kind of energy with this guy.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure. Okay. We'll see. Right. We'll see how this goes.
Let's know how it
goes. We want the update.
So excited.
I'll definitely send you the update.
All right.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. Y'all are the best.
Our pleasure.
You make my week every week.
Oh, well, we thank you for listening. So tell your friends.
I will.
We're so honored to have a skee ball champion such as yourself join us on air. A regional skee ball
fan of your work.
Amazing.
Yeah. And definitely, if he doesn't bite, call him a coward. For sure.
For sure. No question. Yeah. Okay.
All right. All right. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to send in those questions at AskNick@castmedia.com. Cast with a K. If you feel like ordering Don't Text Your Ex Happy Birthday, I'd really appreciate it on October 4th. And Becca Moore on Batch Recap. Ellie Zeiler, we're going deeper on Wednesday. See you tomorrow.